I'm Carol Coletta, and this is Smart City. Mark Jeffries is working to start a revolution in Cincinnati. A brand manager at Procter & Gamble, Mark is the instigator of Go Vibrant, with the goal of making healthy living easier in Cincinnati. Mark is our guest today on Smart City.
Mark, describe Go Vibrant.
Sure. Go Vibrant is a partnership across over 25 organizations, both private and civic, from Fortune 500 companies to nonprofits, all around a very simple mission to make healthy living easier. The basis of it, of course, not just in Cincinnati, but, you know, I think throughout the country, is, I mean, healthy living is not always kind of the easier default choice. It's certainly easier to bike to work, and it's easier to take the elevator, or it's easier to take a car to work than it is to bike. It's easier to take the elevators and the stairs. You know, I think even eating, it's easier to, you know, go through the drive-thru than walk through, you know, a restaurant, get out of your car. So Go Vibrant is all around creating an environment around people to support healthy living.
And when you say create an environment, what's going to make it more likely that I will ride a bike and leave the car at home? What will make it more likely that I'll take the stairs instead of the elevator? How do you create that environment?
Well, it's really in two broad buckets that we're focused. One is what we call kind of events, and the other's environment. So the events is really creating kind of a smell of the place, culture of health and fitness. So that includes visible events where people can go to, you know, we just had our launch, this health check. It includes, you know, walking clubs and the like. It includes healthy menu promotions. It includes having a Go Vibrant health thing at the Taste of Cincinnati, for example, which we're going to do next year for the first time. So that's creating kind of a smell of the place. And the other events we have is this, you know, 10 Better in 10, which is all around a 10-week challenge across the city, where people can take on any sort of health challenge that they want. It's not about losing weight necessarily. It could be about that. It could be about walking 10 more minutes, you know, a day, eating 10 recipes, healthy recipes, et cetera, et cetera. So that whole bucket is all around creating just a general, it's the thing to do, kind of you know, smell of the place culture. And then the other one, the environment, is more of the structural changes. So those are both short and longer term. So the longer-term ones, of course, are, you know, more bike paths and bike racks, so physical infrastructure for people to be able to, you know, bike to work or bike anywhere for that matter. And then the other is creating walking routes and running paths as well. So a lot of that is just creating the physical structure to support it. You know, so today, I mean, it's just, you know, everyone, especially in our target, because our target we call, quote-unquote, ready and willing, but something gets in the way. It's not the fitness nut who's exercising today, you know, like crazy. It's also not the utter couch potato. It's really people who are aware that they should be, you know, living a healthier life and exercising and eating better, but something gets in the way, whether it's their family or just work obligations or whatever. So everything is about, hey, how can we make it much more approachable and easier for them to do? So we're eliminating the barriers, you know, for them living a healthier life.
You've produced a Go Vibrant brand purpose manifesto that asserts our health is not defined by a weight, a difficulty level, an income, a race, or an age, but by dancing with friends, biking to work, skipping on a whim, taking a walk, savoring the taste of fresh food. I'm curious, you're a P&G guy. Did research drive that messaging?
A fair amount. Yeah, I mean, obviously, my day job, quote unquote, that I joke is in marketing. So certainly, I mean, we've approached this very much within a kind of a marketing mindset. Like, hey, who's our target? What's the message that we, and even our brand character, we, you know, our equity is all about making healthy living easier, and our brand character is approachable, can do, and informed, because, you know, this is not for our target, something that is very approachable topic. You know, a lot of people have started to try to eat better or exercise, and it's start and stop. So a lot of it, yes, is very informed in the insights of, you know, what is it going to take to convince people to make a behavior change. You know, but the manifesto itself is, it is around a mindset, and it's supposed to be inspiration. So it's supposed to be inspiration for ourselves as well as everyone to, you know, say, hey, you know, living healthy doesn't have to be this dreaded thing that, oh, my God, I have to run a marathon and, you know, have to eat horribly tasting food. It could be something as simply as taking your dog on a walk or going out and dancing, and you're burning calories dancing and, you know, living your life in very small steps in a better way rather than making these dramatic Biggest Loser, I've got to lose, you know, huge, you know, umpteen pounds in, you know, X weeks, which is not very healthy as it is anyway. So it's about making more sustainable long-term changes, which is part of the reason why this is a 10-year vision for the whole initiative. So our vision is within 10 years, we want Cincinnati to be one of the top 10 healthiest cities in the country. And so that's, you know, what our rallying cry is, you know, hey, how can we change a complete culture of a place?
I love that. You know, you mentioned the Biggest Loser, and it's occurred to me that those shows probably do about as much to discourage people rather than encourage. I mean, it looks, A, so hard, and you make this big effort, as you say, in this concentrated amount of time, and it seems like it's really probably driving people away from just trying.
And that's part of the reason why we shy away even our 10 better than 10. It's not about losing 10 pounds. You know, losing 10 pounds in 10 weeks is actually within the realm of what's considered healthy, so it's okay. But that's not what it is about. I mean, in order to make a long-term systemic change in anyone's behavior, it has to be something that you make little changes to your life. You know, you're taking the stairs rather than riding the elevator. So back to your earlier question, some of the work that we're doing within all of our companies, each of our companies is doing separately, but that we'll tackle is, hey, how do you enable it, make it even easier? Like the stairs are a little longer term, more in a visible place for people to walk. The healthy options in the cafeteria are easier to grab than the unhealthy options, you know, and hopefully the pricing structure currently, for example, in a lot of places, even at P&G and elsewhere, it's like the turkey burger is $4 and the regular burger is $2. It's more expensive to get the healthy option. So it's not, there's barrier after barrier put up, you know, across the way, as we know, the dollar menu at McDonald's. It's just easier to get the unhealthy option. So how do we make it that it's the default one and it's just, you know, there's less barrier, fewer barriers too.
You talked about the companies that are participating in this, and again, and you've talked about the fact that you're in marketing with P&G. I'm curious, does P&G see a business opportunity in this, or do any of the companies participating see a business opportunity for themselves?
Yeah, it's a great question. Actually, it's a great question. And one of the core principles, which is why, frankly, I think we've gotten so much energy behind this, is this organization is not about promoting any one product or company in any way. That's important for a couple of reasons. One, I think people generally across our society are a little jaded, and they see something like, all right, somebody's got a hidden profit motive in there. You know, I'm not sampling any P&G products at any of these events, not pushing, you know, Kroger gift cards or Kroger or anything. Yes, and I was approached by, you know, one gym, and I said, okay, well, you know, I definitely don't want this to be, how do you make your monthly numbers? You know, here's some health information. Oh, by the way, if you want on the side, I'm going to offer you some personal training. So one of the core principles for any of the organizations signing up has been, hey, this is about overall wellness. It's not about any of us profiting from it. And so as we go forward and, you know, more companies who are in the healthcare, quote unquote, or health and fitness areas for a business are involved, you know, that's, I think, a very important principle that we need to adhere to is, hey, this is not about promoting any one gym, you know, or anything. Yes, over time, if people become more healthy, they'll probably sign up for more gyms and gym membership will increase, et cetera, et cetera. You know, so those businesses will, you know, earn a profit from that, you know, but this is not about that. So I think that's an important principle, and that's why I think a lot of people are so energized by it, you know, that this is actually something for the betterment of, you know, our overall city.
You alluded to it earlier, but just let me ask you directly, Mark, is reducing car use part of the strategy?
No. I mean, that's not a core, you know, I mean, that's broader than the mission necessarily. I mean, you know, that could be one of the side effects is that car use is reduced, certainly as more people bike to work or walk to the bus and take the bus or whatever. But that's not a core strategy that, hey, we're out here to reduce car use. We're
okay
about promoting health and fitness and overall well-being. And the side effect may, one could surmise that that might be one of the effects.
You talked earlier about the smell of the place, and which I like. What role does social pressure or norming play in an effort like Go Vibrant, the idea that everybody's doing it, that this is the new norm?
Well, a couple things. One is it comes back to being the marketing guy, the insights of our target. So one of the things we know about people who are in this ready and willing but something gets in the way is they really want a buddy to work out with. They really want a buddy to work with, which is part of why our 10 Better and 10 challenges, hey, form a team, name the team, and do it as a team and motivate each other. Because there's definitely a social component, not in a negative, oh, my God, you have to do this or else we're going to look at you differently. But in a positive, supporting way, there's definitely a social component on, hey, how can you bring people together? And that's why going forward, one of the things that we want to do is provide that, and it's not there now, but the vision, especially on our website, social media within the web is going to be a big piece of this. You know, how do we enable people? I joke, jokingly refer to it as the match.com of, fitness.
I love that.
Go on and you can personalize it. You say, hey, I I'm a person with diabetes, and I'm looking for someone to walk with, every, Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 12 to 12:30. I'm located downtown at this location, is there anyone interested? And, you can bring people together, especially in the, maybe I mentioned the diabetes one, just an example is, you can bring people together with certain health conditions or whatever who can find other people, to motivate each other. So in that way, it's very positive. It's not meant as a, hey, we're going to shun you if you're not doing the right behavior.
You've not launched that website with that capability yet.
No, we've launched a phase one kind of website with just the basic core information. The second phase is going to be a social media component to it. We're going to launch a Facebook page and build on it. So, this is, as I mentioned, it's a 10-year effort, and we're viewing it within phases, and how can we build, capability and build infrastructure and really provide people with tools to just make it, again, the tools to make it easier to live healthier.
But you have launched Go Vibrant. What's been the reaction?
It's been incredibly positive. Incredibly. People are unbelievably energized by it within the companies around the city, viewing it as completely transforming an image. Cincinnati doesn't necessarily have, the term that people used to refer to it as Porkopolis. It's not the image of the most progressive, healthy, city. I think there's been a lot of positive sense and momentum that, hey, this has the potential to really transform how people view the city outside of the city, as well as, helping ourselves transform ourselves.
Do you plan to continue making changes in the environment to make healthy living easier?
We're mapping out the multi-year plan today, but so there's a number of different components to the environment change. One is, and a lot of this, frankly, is, Go Vibrant is not meant to be this Uber organization that takes over work of all other organizations. There's a lot of organizations within Cincinnati, as well as I'm sure, in other cities throughout the country that are already doing a lot of work. There has been a program led by Queen City Bikes in the city to pull together this, 445 miles of bike trails and routes that the city wants to install all over the next 15 years. So that's already work being done. So what we can do is to drive awareness and action towards it. We're not going to actually reinvent the wheel, but how can we, via the resources that we have, both within the companies, not just financial, but just, kind of clout of a lot of the organizations that we have, drive this forward and drive awareness of it. And the more awareness there is of it, then the faster, hopefully, it will change. So there's that piece of work. In terms of the environment, the other one that we're going to be working on pretty extensively is, more healthy menu and meal offerings. And that's been a beef of mine, pun intended, for a while, is at a lot of our festivals, there's not a healthy option. They go to, in the past, some of our festivals, honestly, you try to find a healthy option, it's not easy to find. And again, back to, that's a barrier for the person we're targeting. If it's just, you have to work to find something healthy to eat, you're just going to go with what's there. How can we make more healthy options readily available for people? So that'll be a piece of work as well.
What does success look like for you and for Go Vibrant?
Success is, in part, it's reaching the vision in 10 years of, making a transformation of the city into one of the healthiest places within the country, which is ambitious, granted, because every city, of course, is making progress at the same time, which is fantastic. But yes, I mean, that's the ultimate vision, which when you translate that back into, okay, what does that mean? That means a physical transformation within the city where people can physically see, because it's not just, hey, you have a bunch of different events that people kind of see it. But people need to physically see, wow, things are changing. You know, I see bike racks. So at our initial launch last week, we funded and installed two bike racks on the Fountain Square, two more bike racks. Again, it's not two bike racks. They're going to really make a difference. No. But it's a visible, constant visible reminder, hey, how can we do more in that area? And we're partnering with an organization here called Artworks. They did, back in 2000, a bunch of these little pigs all around the city. Well, they're going to, we're partnering with them to fund artistic yet utilitarian bike racks that would be installed throughout the city. Again, a visible sign of, wow, that's something different. Something is changing. So I would admit success in my mind is the city both physically is, you know, there are changes in the city that people can see, and then there are changes in the actual health indicators of the city, you know, BMI indices, you know, all the key health measurements, you know, heart attack, diabetes, et cetera, et cetera.
You can find more Smart City interviews at smartcityradio.com. I'm Carol Coletta.